Tonight, the coronavirus in the U.S. and the eye-opening new headline from the CDC. And the breaking news tonight involving two young Americans found guilty a short time ago in Italy, now facing life in prison. First, the virus tonight, the CDC out with a new report and new projections tonight on the pandemic, saying if vaccinations continue in the U.S., we could very well see a, quote, sharp decline in cases by July. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying the variants remain the wild card. And tonight, the major league teams offering free tickets if you get a vaccination at the game. Also tonight, that verdict just in for two American college students on trial for what authorities say was a deadly attack on police in Italy. News from the courtroom coming in now. Facebook will keep former President Trump off the site, at least for some time to come, after their oversight board today revealed that they agree with the move after the former president's false claims on the 2020 election. Also tonight, the war growing within the Republican Party. The move now to push Congresswoman Liz Cheney out of her post for speaking out about election lies. And tonight, her new message, just in. Our reporting on the disturbing rise in attacks on Asian Americans. Tonight, two new cases just days apart in San Francisco. Two women stabbed in broad daylight. A young father beaten while his son was in a stroller rolling away. Tonight, the emotional reunions, the first migrant families separated under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy to be reunited. The mother from Honduras surprising her two sons. She'd not seen them in 3 years. Another mother back with her son after being pulled apart at the border. And what happens now after the reunions? Tonight, news in the case that made national headlines, the mother who went missing on Mother's Day weekend last year. News tonight of an arrest late today, the husband who had pleaded for her return. Peloton tonight issuing a major recall for 126,000 of its popular treadmills. Frightening video of a boy trapped under a moving treadmill freeing himself. Accidents blamed for another child's death and dozens of injuries. What you should do if you have one.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night. We have several developing stories. That verdict just in from Italy, two American college students found guilty in the death of a police officer facing life in prison now. But we're going to begin here with the major news on the coronavirus here in the U.S. tonight. This evening, for the first time, the CDC is now predicting a, quote, sharp decline in cases by July if we continue to see vaccinations and social distancing in areas where there are still hot spots. Today, that hopeful new tone from the CDC director was welcome news. But Dr. Rochelle Walensky did say that the variants are still a wild card. We are still seeing some areas with rising cases, including the Pacific Northwest. Authorities say young people are driving that. Tonight, some Major League Baseball teams now offering free tickets if you get a vaccine, the Yankees and the Mets among them. And tonight, a number we're watching as well. The American Academy of Pediatrics reporting 22% of new cases are among children. And we know Pfizer's vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds is expected to be authorized in just days. Tonight, the numbers, more than 146,335,000 have received at least one dose. That's more than 56% of all adults in the U.S. now. There's also news tonight from Moderna and their vaccine, specifically their booster, if it's needed, and what they're now seeing with the variants. ABC's Whit Johnson leading us off from New York tonight.
Tonight, hope on the horizon. A new CDC projection shows high vaccination rates and continued masking and social distancing could bring a sharp decline in COVID cases by July.
We have the path out of this, and models, once projecting really grim news, now offer reasons to be quite hopeful for what the summer may bring.
But officials warn variants remain a wild card, and there could still be setbacks.
We are not out of the woods yet, but we could be very close.
And should vaccine booster shots become necessary, today Moderna reporting early data suggests their booster shots would be effective against those concerning variants from South Africa and Brazil.
Moderna's goal is to create a multivalent vaccine that protects against all the variants of concern, including those that we've been hearing about in places like India, South Africa, and Brazil.
It comes as the Pacific Northwest is fighting another COVID surge, with cases in the Seattle area driven by people in their 20s, many unvaccinated.
A lot of college students, they're just acting like it doesn't matter. Yeah, they don't care.
Officials are now trying to make vaccination easy, doling out shots at the Mariners game.
I've been contemplating not doing it, But when it's in your face and it's free, you're the first person in line, why not?
In New York, the Yankees and Mets also offering a free ticket after a vaccine at the stadiums. And good news for Broadway, shuttered for more than a year. Starting tomorrow, tickets can go on sale for shows in September at 100% capacity.
It's the soul of the city.
So this is progress.
This is absolutely wonderful news.
Yes, wonderful news when we see it this fall, and you're there, right there in Times Square tonight. Whit, we know Dr. Anthony Fauci, given what we're seeing in India, was also asked today about the effectiveness of the vaccines being used here in the U.S. against variants, including that new variant emerging in India.
And David, that variant has now been identified in California, a fourth state. So far, the vaccines have held up against these variants, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says they're collecting data in real time and hope to know within the next week just how effective the vaccines are against this particular variant from India. David.
All right, Whit Johnson leading us off tonight here in New York. Whit, thank you. We are also following that developing headline from overseas tonight. Two American college students have just been found guilty in Italy in what authorities say was a deadly attack on a police officer. They have been sentenced to life in prison. And here's ABC's Maggie Rulli from London tonight.
Tonight, they were the two American college kids who made headlines after authorities say they killed an Italian police officer in Rome in 2019. A jury today finding both men guilty of multiple charges, including homicide, sentencing them to life in prison. Prosecutors say it was a drug deal gone bad, that Finnegan Lee Elder and Gabrielle Christian Natale Yorth went to a trendy neighborhood in Rome on the night of July 25th, 2019 to buy cocaine. But the deal fell through. The two men, 18 and 19 years old at the time, allegedly stole a backpack from one of the dealers. That man called the police, who claimed to have set up a sting operation. And when Vice Brigadier Mario Turchiello Rega and his partner went to meet the men, prosecutors say Elder allegedly stabbed Rega 11 times with a 7-inch knife. Natale Yorth allegedly helping him hide the knife afterwards in their hotel room. During the trial, Finnegan Elder told the court that the police never identified themselves.
They didn't even say policia.
Non hanno neanche detto polizia.
Which sounds like the English word police.
The case dominating headlines in Italy. The officer had just been married a month before, his wife attending every day in court, there tonight, holding on tight to his photo. Now, David, life in prison is the maximum sentence someone can get in Italy. So these two men will almost certainly appeal. But while they wait, they're going to have to spend at least the next 2 months in solitary confinement. David.
Italy and the world watching this case. Maggie Rulli tonight. Maggie, thank you. And back here at home this evening in two major headlines involving former President Trump. Facebook tonight will keep him off their site, at least for some time to come, after their oversight board agreed with Facebook's decision. And tonight, the former president is also at the center of a new push to oust Representative Liz Cheney from her leadership position in the House for speaking out against the former president. Cheney saying the presidential election was not a big lie, as the former president is now saying. And tonight, Cheney just out with her own new message, saying the GOP is at a turning point and that history is watching. Here's our chief Washington correspondent, Jonathan Carl, tonight.
A Facebook oversight board today upheld the social network's decision to suspend Donald Trump for encouraging the Capitol riot.
Facebook had sufficient justification to remove Mr. Trump's January 6th posts for violation of the policy against praising or encouraging violent actors.
But the panel also told Facebook to clarify its policies and determine within 6 months whether Trump's suspension is permanent. Trump remains the dominant force in the Republican Party. And today, House Republicans moved closer to punishing the GOP congresswoman he detests the most, Liz Cheney, who voted to impeach Trump and continues to criticize him.
As a party, we need to be focused on the future. We need to be focused on embracing the Constitution, not embracing insurrection.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy wants her gone.
I've had it with her. It's, you know, I've lost confidence.
Today, Trump himself endorsed New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to replace Cheney in the Republican leadership. Cheney actually voted for the Trump agenda nearly 93% of the time, much more than Stefanik. But on January 6th, Stefanik went along with the election lie and voted to overturn Joe Biden's win.
Signed affidavits document numerous unconstitutional irregularities.
Tonight, Cheney wrote in the Washington Post, quote, "The GOP is at a turning point," adding, "History is watching. and urging Republicans to steer away from the dangerous and anti-democratic Trump cult of personality.
All this moving quickly. John Carl live at the Capitol tonight. And John, I want to get back to Facebook here because former President Trump remains banned from Facebook, Twitter, all major social media platforms. And I know you recently spoke with the former president about that.
I saw him not long ago in Mar-a-Lago, and David, he shrugged off the social media bans, telling me that putting out written statements as he does now is, quote, much more elegant than tweeting. But make no mistake, these social media bans sting. They cut off a key way of getting his message out, and perhaps more importantly, when it comes to Facebook, also cut off a key way that he raises money.
David. John Carl, live at the Capitol. John, good to have you. We continue to report here on the disturbing rise in attacks on Asian Americans across this country. Tonight, the new and disturbing cases in San Francisco. Two women stabbed in broad daylight and a father beaten while his son was in a stroller rolling away. Here's our chief national correspondent, Matt Gutman from California.
Tonight, authorities increasingly concerned with new attacks from New York to California on Asian Americans. In San Francisco, 54-year-old Patrick Thompson arrested after allegedly stabbing two elderly Asian women on a San Francisco street in broad daylight.
It was a pretty big knife. It got knuckles on the handle.
Patricia Lee said she watched as the attacker walked right up to the women. One of them was 63, the other 84. And just days ago, this father with his son in a stroller saying he was pummeled.
He was in a stroller that was slowly actually rolling away, so it was definitely very scary as a parent.
Hate crimes against Asian Americans are up over 160% in major cities across the country and in New York City, where hate crimes are up 223%. Authorities are looking for this woman for assaulting a 31-year-old Asian woman with a hammer on Sunday. Teresa, a graduate from the Fashion Institute of Technology.
I just touched my hair. I felt like, oh, there's a lot of blood.
Okay, thank you.
Now, community members have taken matters into their own hands.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
In February, Safe Walks NYC expanded its reach to Chinatown.
They tell us where they want us to meet us, and then their destination, and then we can walk with them.
We spoke to Anna Mock, a leader in the National Asian American Community.
We need the people that are creating these acts of violence prosecuted, and we need to see justice.
David, I just got off the phone with the mayor's office and the office of the chief of police. All of them say that these attacks are unacceptable, and right now they are beefing up high visibility patrols, they say, and community patrols in order to try to bring back a sense of safety here. David.
They have to do something across this country on this. Matt Gutman tonight. Matt, thank you. And we turn next here this evening to the emotional reunions, the first migrant families separated under the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy to now be reunited under President Biden. The mother from Honduras surprising her two sons. She had not seen them in 3 years. Another mother back with her son after being pulled apart at the border. And the question tonight, what happens now after these reunions? Here's our chief White House correspondent, Cecilia Vega.
Tonight, 3 years, 7 months, and 13 days after this mother last saw her sons, they are a family reunited. They're among the thousands of parents and children forcibly separated under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy. Mom, Mabel, deported back to Honduras, the very country she fled because of violence. Her sons, Mino and Eric, 13 and 15 at the time, staying behind with family in the U.S. Overnight at a family gathering in Philadelphia, they had no idea their mom was coming in until she walked through the door. I love you, she tells them, their grandmother in disbelief. Advocates have spent years trying to find parents in Mexico and Central America. The Biden administration says the Trump White House left them with little to no information about many of the families. There are still more than 400 children whose parents have yet to be located. Sandra Ortiz, among four families this week reunited under the Biden administration. She hugged her son Brian for the first time in more than 3 years. Deported to Mexico without him, Brian stayed with older siblings in California, learning English, graduating high school a year early.
It feels like a dream.
The administration says more families will be reunited soon, but for now, these are tears of joy. This mother saying, I love you, my beautiful son.
Cecilia, these are emotional scenes, mothers reunited with their children. And I know a lot of people watching are going to wonder what happens now to these families after the reunions.
Yeah, David, four reunions are happening this week. All of these families are going to receive temporary protected status for humanitarian reasons, but temporary. They can stay in the country legally temporary. Advocates are calling for permanent legal protection given all the trauma these families have endured. David, these reunions that we're seeing right now, this is hardly the end of the story for these families.
All right. And Cecilia Vega, we know you'll continue to follow this as you have for a long time now, and we appreciate it. In the meantime, we turn to a major recall tonight. Peloton now recalling 126,000 treadmills after they were linked to the death of a child and some 70 other injuries and troubling incidents. Tonight here, the frightening video of a boy trapped under a moving treadmill, then freeing himself. We warn you, though, the video is difficult. And here's ABC's Janae Norman.
Tonight, Peloton's about face.
With the Peloton Tread Plus.
The company recalling all of its 126,000 popular treadmills after renewed safety concerns. Authorities warning about disturbing incidents like this. Watch in a split second as a two-year-old playing with a ball gets sucked under the moving treadmill. As he struggles to get free, the top half of his body is then pulled completely under before he finally escapes and walks away. Peloton previously resisting pressure from the Consumer Product Safety Commission to issue a recall last month after dozens of complaints of injuries and the death of a six-year-old. Today, the company reversing course. In a statement, the CEO now saying the decision to recall both products was the right thing to do. Peloton made a mistake in our initial response, adding, "For that, I apologize."
And David, tonight Peloton is working on software updates to address safety concerns, but in the meantime, urging customers to immediately stop using the treadmills and to contact the company for a refund. David.
All right, ABC's Janae Norman with us tonight. Janae, thank you. And when we come back here, late news coming in tonight, an arrest in a case that made national headlines. The mother who went missing on Mother's Day weekend last year, what we've learned, and the deadly plane crash into a home.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, there is news of a major development in the case of a missing mother who vanished in Chaffee County, Colorado. Suzanne Morphew, last seen near her home on Mother's Day weekend last year. Her husband, Barry Morphew, has now been charged with murder. He had pleaded for her return after she disappeared.
I will do whatever it takes to get you back. Honey, I love you.
Tonight, authorities say they have not found her body, and evidence leading to his arrest remains sealed tonight. To the index into that deadly plane crash in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, a small plane slamming into a home, three people on board and one person in the house killed. A two-year-old child among the victims. The plane had taken off from Wichita Falls, Texas, roughly about 560 miles away. Finally tonight here, Made in America. And tonight, the ripple effect, creating jobs by simply hitting the road. Tonight, our Made in America May, we're back at it. The Pickett family kicking it off.
Hey, David, how's it going?
From Bozeman, Montana, seeing America in their American Airstream.
We got to see some pretty amazing places across America.
We have reported on Winnebago's too, Made in America, the country now coming back after this pandemic, and they are too.
Hey, everyone.
Husband and wife Kenny Phillips and Dr. Sabrina Campbell are now partnering with Winnebago. Sabrina is a traveling doctor going to hospitals in need of frontline workers.
has enough space for two people to walk past each other or even dance.
And who made their Winnebago? Workers in Forest City, Iowa, more than 6,000 workers. And tonight they tell us they're hiring. The vast majority of parts made in America, too.
Hey, David.
Alvin Manchin, on the line for 2 years.
You get to do all sorts of stuff, like make these beds, work on TVs, cabinets. I love that we're made in America.
For years, our series, Made in America.
42 feet.
Yes.
And we're going to drive this.
Yes, we are.
Everybody ready?
We remember that road trip.
Okay.
So many of their RVs powered by Volta Power Systems in Holland, Michigan. Many of their parts sourced in America. And tonight, 12 new hires.
Hi, David.
Kamal Murray is one of them.
It's a good feeling and to be a part of it.
Meantime, Dr. Campbell and her husband, Kenny, off to where they're needed next.
Take care, everybody. Safe travels, and we will catch you next time.
Safe travels to you as well. The road trips, saving jobs, and celebrating the country. Keep your ideas coming. We'll keep at it. I'm David Muir. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.